We are now going to advance a bit to chapter one, Rome, the historical skeleton. And he quotes Herodotus. Aside from the fact that they prostitute their daughters, the Lydians live pretty much as the Greeks. I'm sorry. Whoa. Herodotus lived just before Plato, I believe. I'll try to get the exact birth dates. Modern states, and now we're beginning this excerpt from chapter one, Rome, the Historical Skeleton by John Boswell. From John Boswell's book, The Kindness of Strangers, The Abandonment of Children in Western Europe from Late Antiquity to the Renaissance. Modern states have legislated about abandonment chiefly out of concern for the child or in acknowledgement of parental responsibility. Roman government, by contrast, had little interest in regulating personal moral behavior and formulated laws primarily to enforce public obligations to the state. Which is why those who wanted to install permanent rule in the aftermath of the French Revolution looked to antiquity, to the ancient texts born of slave societies, to guide them in their mission. Continuing. Roman government had little interest in regulating personal moral behavior and formulated laws primarily to enforce public obligations to the state or to facilitate civil litigation regarding status, property, or damages. Romans were not legally required to keep any of the children born to them. One of the duties citizens had to the state, at least from the time of Augustus, was to produce heirs. But the point of this obligation was to increase the numbers of the privileged classes, not to encourage a love of children. My interjection, we're seeing a similar priority today. It never went away for the last 2.5 centuries. Continuing, social critics of the time, in fact, complained that laws to this effect had a detrimental effect on the quality of family life, since people married and begot children simply to acquire legal advantages, not out of respect for parenthood. It's difficult to imagine how Roman law could have penalized abandonment or even infanticide, since within the familia, which included slaves as well as wife and lineal descendants, the authority of the Roman father, pater familias, was absolute. It extended to life and death, and Roman society through the time of Virgil appears to have accepted without question the right of a father to execute even a grown son. And my interjection, we know that these hidden power guys view us in a parental way. They have not warm, but stern sense of parental responsibility for we, the children, we commoners. And that they, I am certain, feel no compunction, obviously because they do it, of applying their reasoning of establishing the perfect state to justify their elimination of any of those who don't put on a happy face. Remember our Bentham. We are supposed to be happy, happy to work. That's the whole point. And those who encourage doubt as to the guidance or as to the direction these power guys are taking us are upsetting the children and must be dealt with accordingly.